President Trump, as he has done in so many other areas, has pursued a public lands agenda that is way outside the mainstream of conventional American thought. Few decisions better capture how extreme that position is and how fringe his agenda is than his decision to hire William Perry Penley to lead the Bureau of Land Management. As we've heard today, Mr. President, Mr. Penley doesn't even believe in the idea of public lands. Given the track record of this administration, I guess it's not that surprising that he put somebody in charge of public lands who believed that they're actually illegal or unconstitutional. And since the BLM moved to Colorado, sort of, we've had a front row seat to this extremist agenda. This spring, Penley signed off on a resource management plan that opened up the North Fork Valley of the Gunnison, one of our most beautiful agricultural valleys in Colorado, to more oil and gas development. Local leaders worried that his plan failed to protect the region's watershed and will threaten the area's agricultural and outdoor economy. Instead of listening to Colorado, Mr. Penley signed off on a plan, as he so often does, written in Washington by a bunch of special interests here who want to plunder our land out there. As senators, we have a constitutional responsibility, Mr. President, to ensure that the people entrusted with leading our federal agencies are at a minimum qualified for the positions they hold, and I would hope are within the mainstream of conventional American political ideologies. But we've not been allowed to do that in this case. Mr. Penley was nominated by the president to lead the BLM, and the response was so negative that I have to imagine there were senators on the other side of the aisle who said, Senator McConnell, please don't make us take this vote. Please. I've got a tough election coming up. Don't make me take this vote, Mr. President. And as a result, they withdrew his nomination because it couldn't pass the Senate. That's how this is supposed to work. What's incredibly unusual in this case is they left him in his job. So having demonstrated that there was no public support in the Senate unwilling to take a vote for fear of how unpopular it would be in the Western United States, they said, well, you can be the acting BLM director. That is a disgrace. That's the work of a dictator, not the president of the United States. We have a choice to make, to do nothing or do our jobs. The American people want us to do our jobs. They're sick of the dysfunction here. And from the perspective of Colorado, the decision on Mr. Penley is simple. Someone who spent his entire career opposed to the very idea of public lands is unfit to lead a land management agency. Period.